Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Wow, I got to tell you, Dave, this intro music and my show, I just don't even feel right with this one. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio, and make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show. And, of course, follow me on Twitter, at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. In case you didn't know, this actually is a song called Learning to Crawl by the Pretenders. And, of course, we all know what the theme song is. It's the theme song to the Rush Limbaugh Show. And, as we've already covered this week, saw the passing of a media icon, Rush Limbaugh, and so much for not speaking ill of the dead. The left has long ceased respecting that maxim. They ridiculed him, mocked him, insulted him, and defamed him immediately upon hearing of his death this week. Instead, they gleefully celebrated the demise of one of their longtime rivals. Joining us now to expose the tolerant
Wichita's
left,
number one talk.
What they are is Curtis Houck. He's the managing editor for Newsbusters. Curtis, it's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Good to be with you, John.
You know, that, intro music is something that I recognize and, you know, it's appropriate, but God, that music's just, that threw me off, you know, just hearing Rush's intro music. You know, the online headline, for example, from the New York Times this week read, quote, Rush Limbaugh dies at 70, turned talk radio into right-wing attack machine. He was a force in reshaping American conservatism, grievance, and denigrating language. I mean, this is, and that was the nice parts of that headline.
Right, yeah, we could just go down the list, really, looking at all the networks here. ABC called him bombastic and divisive. Fomenting hate, you know, they had MSNBC held Al Franken on to talk Limbaugh as having spewed lies for decades. CBS this morning, you know, talked about Rush Limbaugh as a bigot, but they hailed the progressive Larry Flint when he died and talked about one of the hosts talked about how he would read Hustler magazine as like a 12-year-old boy.
Right. The pornographer.
But Rush Limbaugh was, you know, evil, the bane of existence. Right after he died, they called him polarizing right away. And I mean, I guess maybe that's probably the least insane thing out there. CNN's, you know, Brian Stelter said he will always symbolize division. And then you had Joy Reid and all her friends talk about how he's made America dumber, more racist and divisive. It's not, you know, Rush wasn't a deep thinker, espouser of ideas. He was made America crueler, dumber, more dishonest, open to conspiracy theories. It's all just the most vile stuff in the world. And I think one of many reasons, and I think this has only been mentioned in a few places since his passing, but I think it's important to underline. One of the reasons that I believe Rush Limbaugh was so hated by these people and is still hated in death, people spitting on his grave, is because they were never able to get him off the air.
Right.
All of their attempts to cancel him for 2-3 decades, they all failed.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I get a lot of this from the stuff that you guys post at newsbusters.org, but you pointed out the blogger who referred to him as a terrible human being, a racist moron. Twitter was, talk about, they blocked Donald Trump, but some of the stuff that I saw on Twitter, there was a tweet that said, rest in piss, good riddance, worse. And, when John Lewis passed or Ted Kennedy passed, and these were rivals, these are people, Ted Kennedy, Chappaquiddick, thank you. Republicans treated their passing with reverence. Nobody disputed Kennedy's record. No one brought up his history. Republicans treated them with reverence. Why can't the left at least recognize that the impact that Limbaugh had on radio, the impact that he had on politics, on discourse, why can't they treat one of their political rivals the way Republicans treat the passing of one of our political rivals?
Well, one smaller point and one bigger point. The smaller point is, I would ask people to look at the tweets from my team here at Newsbusters after Ruth Bader Ginsburg died.
Good point. Yeah, absolutely.
And, they would point to, well, you're looking ahead to who's the, who would be the next justice, who's going to replace her on the court. And that's terrible. She died, and you're looking ahead hours later. Well, that has nothing to do with her as a person. What the attacks on Limbaugh have been are all personal.
Right.
About him as a terrible human being, that he's rotting in H-E double hockey stick. He's just a terrible person. He proved that conservatives don't actually care about family values. When I would argue things like his drug addiction humanized him, really, actually.
Right.
And when a famous person talks about their issues, I talk about my mental health, and I think that's important. Some people don't like that. But a lot of people on the whole view it as a positive, and the fact that Limbaugh actually came clean and talked about it was a good thing. But the bigger point to your question is, this is a religion for these people. I think that's why.
Yeah, no.
They have a failure to see their political opponents, adversaries, loyal opposition, however you want to label it. They fail to see them as human beings. And that's really where we are, where we have so many on the left, where politics defines their very being. They don't really, they have families, they have jobs, assuming they don't work in politics. But their underpinning is hatred of the right, and that's really what it is right now. That's why people tune in to Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon and Breonna Keeler and Jake Tapper, and that's why these people get promoted and these people get more prominent slots on television, in the rotation, because they give people what they want, and they reflect onto us as conservatives, people who watch Fox News, Newsmax, OAN, what they themselves are.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. Not surprisingly, the most liberal panel at The View didn't have anything nice to say about Rush on their Thursday show either.
For me, he just normalized hatred. He normalized racism. And, I think he really weaponized white male grievance. He sort of hardened these rural white listeners, people, sitting in their trucks and in the middle of America and in the South and, listening to Rush Limbaugh. And
I think he paved the way for political extremism and pushed baseless claims. He was the beginning of conspiracy theories. He was like the predecessor to the Alex Joneses. A lot of the things we're seeing that we don't like now, he in a sense kind of bastardized the party in a way, because I know there are conservative ideals that Sonny was referencing, and we're, many of us are saying, please speak up and represent those, because I don't like to even think of him as representing Republicans or conservatives. He represents very extreme views. I have a visceral reaction to so many of his words, but the first thing that ran through my head when I saw the news was, Now it's judgment day. At the end of our lives, it's just us answering for everything we did, who we were, what we said, and how we treated people. And so now judgment day has arrived for Rush Limbaugh.
Okay, first off, weaponized white male grievance. You know, I have no idea what that means. But judgment day, you know, these people are demonizing a man who died of lung cancer. This is the insanity here. This is what we're talking about. Half that stuff, I don't even understand what they're talking about. But when you think about it, I mean, you're passing judgment on someone who died a rather horrific way to die. And the hatred is just so, it's palpable.
And it's racist. What Tony Hostin was talking about there is racist stuff. You know, this idea that, you know, only like white Rush Limbaugh can be racist. No, this is proof that, yes, that everyone is racist to a certain extent. And Sonny Hostin proved that right there. That is just venom and disgust. You know, really just the most horrible kind of sense and foul vision of people who don't look like her.
Yeah.
And don't live where she does. And John, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that just makes my blood boil and makes me explode on Twitter because, I mean, it is just a disdain for your fellow man and women. And yet, you know, choose kindness, be kind, love each other. Love is love.
Right.
That's the same crowd that's saying this crap.
Right.
You know, and Sarah Haynes will talk about Judgment Day and everything else. Rush Limbaugh wasn't going around like Alex Jones talking about, you know, Sandy Hook was an inside job. You know, there were crisis actors. Rush Limbaugh wasn't doing any of that stuff. And the thing is, too, his point earlier, these people fail to get him off the air. And in addition to that, he pulled in more viewers than all of these news shows that were attacking.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the issue. And this goes to what you're seeing with big tech and continued censorship there and why these mainstream media outlets are cheering on big tech censorship. Because there are these alternative forms of media where people are able to get their news or have shows like Rush Limbaugh, sites like Newsbusters, shows like The John Wimmer Show, like as part of their larger media diet. And they don't like that. They don't like that you're not the one-stop shop that they might have been 3 or 4 decades ago.
No, and you mentioned it earlier, Joy Reid. That was, you know, here's a perfect example of a racist, of someone who, you know, MSNBC loves to trot out the racist tropes whenever possible. And once again, she went to it just recently on talking about Rush Limbaugh.
I mean, you know, Dana, he called, you know, the Affordable Care Act, you know, secret reparations and racialized something that had no racial undertone to it other than it definitely lifted people of color on average, you know, more because black and brown people had less health care, right? But he racialized it and he got white Americans to hate the Affordable Care Act. He called President Obama Barack the Magic Negro and used his black sidekick as a cover to be able to do like that kind of outright racist stuff. I mean, if any person other than Donald Trump would have been president, it would have been him because he basically was president for the last 4 years.
You know, seriously, that's Joy Reid attacking Bo Snerdly, which is, you know, the name that Rush used to use for his producer in the studio. I mean, talk about somebody who's using a racist trope. That's just terrible. How is that network even still on the air, Curtis? That's just vile.
Wait, I didn't know that opposing Obamacare was racist.
Apparently.
That people like you and I opposed Obamacare. People that are in business, like my mom and my aunt with the manufacturing business, that they opposed Obamacare because we saw that it would benefit racial minorities, specifically black people, and we just decided we couldn't have it.
Right. Well, remember,
that was where we had enough here. And I think it was important that Snerdly responded to this to a certain extent with Hannity on Thursday night. And he, you know, he didn't mention Joy Reid at all, but he just said, "It burns me to my soul when people sully his reputation with falsehoods, calling him a racist."
Yeah, I saw that too. Sure. And it's, you know, what it comes down to, this is the same network. You know how it works. If you dared to oppose Barack Obama, you were a racist, regardless. Regardless of the policy objection, regardless of anything. And that's what they do. I just, this is just, you know, you can't. we don't do this. We're better than this. I would have thought that at least in this instance, they could have had some sympathy for his millions of listeners, for the people who were suffering. I know people who are hurt to the core to lose someone who I've listened to him for over 30 years. And, you know, many of us feel like we've lost a friend. And to have people do this and speak this way, speak this ill of a friend, it's vile. It's just, it's so beneath them.
Yeah, oh, it totally is. And it's just, it's really vile. But I think it is important to have this conversation to a certain extent about Rush's legacy, how he drove people to just horrible ends because his very existence was unacceptable to them.
Yeah.
And it's just an awful thing to see. And again, as we've talked about at the beginning, we don't see this when leftists die from the right. You're
no.
not going to go on National Review or The Federalist and see editorials going after, you know, spitting on someone's grave.
No, you're right.
You won't see that. You won't see that with, you know, any future liberal who would die down the road, whether it be Gloria Steinem or Jimmy Carter, you know, whenever that may be in the years to come. You know, who knows, Jimmy Carter could live to 120, but the point being, we all die at some point, and to see how we're all remembered is always something to behold. And in this case with Rush Limbaugh, it sadly unfolded, I think, exactly as we all predicted.
Sadly, yep. Curtis, thank you for joining us, my friend. If folks want to, if they want to watch these clips, they can visit newsbusters.org, or they can follow you on Twitter at Curtis Houck, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you again for joining us, my friend, and thank you for pushing back. I follow you on Twitter. That's what prompted me to have you on, and keep fighting, my friend. We need you.
Anytime. Thanks, John. Carry on.
I do emphasize, follow him on Twitter. He is awesome on Twitter. Coming up, we'll continue our Wichita City Council District 3 candidate interviews with Joseph Shepard. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.